Eli Whitney. Great to have you here today. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me here today. I'm so excited to be with you.
Okay, let's get started.
Turn it down.
Eli, where were you born and where did you live?
I was born in Westboro, Massachusetts, December 8th, 1865.
Who were your parents and did you have any siblings?
My parents were Elizabeth Fay and Eli Whitney. I was named after my dad, and I had three siblings, Josiah, Elizabeth, and Benjamin Whitney.
That is so interesting and unique that you were named after your dad. What happened on January 8th, 1825?
After my long battle with cancer, I ended up passing away of cancer.
That is so sad. So what happened to your kids when you passed away?
My kids were very sad that I passed away, but I am glad that I inspired them to never give up on your dreams, and if you want to create something, never give up on it.
How did you meet your lovely wife?
I met my lovely wife on my way to Georgia.
That is so romantic.
Yes, it is.
So I heard that you married Hernanda Edwards at 50 years old.
Yes, I did. I was so glad that I married her. She is so lovely. I was quite the age when I got married.
That's quite the age to get married. When I got married, I was in my late 20s.
I did not meet her until my late 40s, so that's why I got married at the age of 50. Our wedding day was on January 6, 1870. I will never forget how exciting that day was.
That is so romantic and interesting.
Yes, indeed. It was very romantic. After high school, I decided to go to Yale University.
Wow, you must have been very smart.
Thank you. I was trying very hard to get smarter.
So I was wondering what nationality you are.
I'm American. Most people don't know that.
What made you very well-known scientist?
I was well-known for inventing the cotton gin. I saw that cotton production was only by hand and was very difficult, so I decided to make producing cotton easier and cheaper.
You are so smart for thinking how to invent the cotton gin.
Thank you. I worked very hard on inventing the cotton gin.
Yes, you have worked hard on making cotton gin easier to produce and making a cotton cheaper.
Thank you. I love changing the world for the better.
So I was wondering, did you get paid well when you made the cotton gin?
No, I did not get paid for the cotton gin. I only got famous for inventing the cotton gin.
Wow, I am surprised. They should have paid you for inventing the cotton gin. You did a great job.
Thank you.
So do you know why you called it the cotton gin?
Well, it turns out that gin is short for engine and cotton means cotton. So the cotton gin means the cotton engine.
Wow, that's interesting and makes sense that you named it.
I thought about what I should name it, and I chose the cotton gin.
Were you interested in inventions when you were a kid?
Yes. When I was young, I took apart one of my dad's inventions and then quickly put it back together because I knew if it was destroyed when my dad got back from work, I would be in big trouble. Well, I better go eat my McDonald's Big Mac.
Okay, enjoy your lunch, and I will enjoy mine. Thank you for answering all these questions today.
Thank you for having me.
On KBBY, you have Michaela.